And then I can say, good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
It's good to see you. There was a void filled yesterday with a surprise co-host. Tina came in like about 1 minute before the show started. And I said, well, you're going to be the co-host. And then so it went. And so I'm glad I got to surprise you with that. You weren't.
I saw the recording. She looked surprised too.
It was just like, well, I am here, but I never done this co-hosting, but I already had the background up, so she didn't have much to do. Today, welcome everybody in chat. We've got a big crowd in chat, and that's just the people we can see. Like I was telling you yesterday, there was 20-some people here yesterday that were not authenticated, but were listening. And so we encourage you to keep doing that if you like doing that. It is August the 30th, and so today's episode of SEO Tips Tuesday, which I think is number 166 in total episodes, or some crazy number. We talked on SEO Tips last week about some things, and this is kind of a complement of that, about doing local SEO and stuff. And the first item what we're going to talk about, actually in the show notes, which you can go to theguyercookreport.podbean.com and see the show notes there. And that link will take you to our WordPress-powered blog. It's a secure URL. And it's got all the links that we touch and talk about today. So the first one we put up is we curated some content with Matt Cutts, put a video onto Search Engine Journal where he explains the description tag for your content and why it's important to not have duplicate description tags. So if you have two pieces of content, you should have two separate unique descriptions, okay? That video, I'll let you watch at your leisure. Moving on Pro Blogger, there was a post by Jim Stewart, who's from Stu Art Media, a little play on words. And it's one of Australia's oldest internet businesses. Jim's written a very good article on how WordPress SEO by Yoast can optimize your entire site. I put that in bold because I went and looked at his stuff, and I applied some of the tips that he gave in that article. There's a really good post there. I invite you to take a look at that. If you're a WordPress user and that's your content management system, then this would be a definite feather in the hat that we try to wear doing site audits and making things be proper. The next thing I found was from Raven Tools. And he's got a site auditor online, and the link is in the show notes. Put your URL in there and find out if you've got any critical fixes to do. I found out that my WordPress, because of the version it's on, is making internal links, like when you link from the About page to the Contact Me page, those kind of things internal, are being set up with REL equals nofollow. And those nofollow tags tell the Google bot, oh, this page isn't important. So they give you no score. So your ranking suffers from that. Yours truly's got 17 of those to fix. Here's hoping that you don't have any to fix. And so moving on, last week I shared 6 technical SEO tips to increase your traffic and conversions on your website. And this is reshared from last week because I don't want there to be any fuzzy signals on this. I want you to be crystal clear that these 6 things we listed here, and the link is in the show notes to get to the article that's on business.com. Do these things. Use a responsive website theme in 3. If you're not doing that now, build a crawl-friendly site architecture. And this has to do with schema. I think you'll find some methods, some methodology, some tools, if you will, that'll say, oh, if you do this, this will give you a better ranking in the Google SEO bot because it can read your site and make sense of it and knows what's what. So lastly, and in the show notes, make a note of this one. I already told Kelvin about it. At WPEngine.com, they've got a link there about on-page SEO tips and tricks. It's a pre-recorded webinar that's going to go down tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11 a.m. if you're Tish, and Central Daylight Time. And it should be a good one. I went down and looked at all the things he's going to talk about. Preserving SEO value during a migration or redesign. How do you keep your SEO up? How page speed is going to affect your SEO. WordPress SEO hacks, ways to make that better. The best WordPress SEO plugins, plural. So it used to be that I thought Yoast was all you need to have, so there must be more than one. So give that a go. I think that if I say follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, be sure to contact the company that likes to clean. If you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, get a hold of Fraser Ramsey because he'll do a good job for you. Edinburgh Dusters is the company name. He's on Gumtree. There's lots of references there. Thanks to Eileen Smith for the Screencast-O-Matic for the recordings that we get to have to put onto YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe or at least give us a thumbs up. And as always, you know, we got to beg for money. Become a patron of the podcast. There's a link there to do that on the Podbean show. You just go to guyrcook.podbean.com. And it says, do you want to be a patron? Well, sure we do. And at this point, we don't have a great big high price thing. If we get the Kardashians on here, then it might cost more. And give us a giggle at the latest meme that we got there in the bottom, a new feature in the show notes. And I think on that note, Kelvin, to keep us under 10 minutes, I better say those three words, right?
Yep.
It's a wrap.